Crucifix by Giovanni da Modena. The crucifix presents extensions at the four extremities. God the Father at the top, his palms turned towards the viewer, seems to emerge from the tree of life, situated at the top of the stipe. The tree's presence is a clear allusion to the arbor vitae, the tree grafted onto the cross and symbol of the eternal life of the soul through the sacrifice of Christ. The inscribed acronym below means Jesus Christ of Nazareth, King of the Jews. On the lower part of the cross appears the figure of Saint Francis as he receives the stigmata, kneeling at the feet of Christ, whose blood bathes the ground. The extremities of the crosspiece depict Our Lady of Sorrows to the right of Christ and Saint John the Evangelist to the left. The painter has respected the traditional placement of Mary, symbol of the Ecclesia, to the right of the Son, and John to the left. On a stark cross, set inside another more precious painted and gilded cross, the body of Christ is presented in all its hieratic and dramatic beauty, this time frontally, not bent as in the 13th and at times 14th century tradition. The face bows forward, placing the accent on the physical subsidence resulting from torture. The body is elegantly composed. The sleek and elongated bust underlines the musculature of the shoulders, arms, and ribs, and shows the influence of late Gothic stylistics. The presence of French Gothic models in the work of Giovanni da Modena testifies to the fusion of the medieval language and the experimentations of the early Renaissance. Christ's extremely pale flesh, veined with livid shading, his facial features, and the body's anatomy also confirm the strong reference to northern figures. Enveloped in a blue cloak that covers her head down to her eyes, Mary's hands are joined, her fingers entwined, in a gesture that conveys her stifled and inconsolable torment, her lips twisted into an expression of very realistic pain. On the opposite side of the cross, Saint John's face is also contracted in pain.